Dear Chicago. Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is still Thursday, July 11th, 2013.
God, this day is so long. Slurpee Day!
So long. It has been forever today.
So long. Seems.
It's so July's long. Going by so fast.
It's so long. We're now in episode 503.
I know. That's crazy.
And I've got to pay.
Oh, is that why we're in a hurry?
Golden
why did you go pee?
Showers. I'm lying. It rhymed.
Oh, okay.
God.
Really? Well, I thought maybe you had to pee because you're kind of shaky.
Jesus.
No.
No, he shakes all the time. Yeah. He's got the Tourette's.
I got the shakes. That's why I had to pour another glass of wine.
You got the Rets.
My withdrawals were kicking in. But the last show, though, we were trying a new wine that we saw that was on sale at the grocery store. It's another one in the line of individual, personal, mobile wine in a drinkable glass.
The glasses are actually very nice.
I don't think you've talked about this.
No.
They're hard.
I'm talking about now.
Oh, okay.
It's on the top of the thing, too.
It's called Fetzer Crimson. The red was passable, but the white was actually pretty tasty. For these individual serve ones, these are actually some of the better ones. We've had some really awful...
Rank. Sour.
Ones.
Really? Anyway, oh, I get that bad? Because it's cheap or just...
Yeah, I don't think it doesn't taste good. Like, the Bodo Box, for instance, it, you know, it's supposed to be good organic wine. But, like, the Chardonnay is awful in the little box. What's nice about it is the box is, say, 2 to 3 inches tall. So there's, like, 2 or 3 glasses in it. So you can sit in the pavilion and watch a live outdoor concert. And, totally suck one down.
The AC went off.
But yeah, they did. But now we're drinking barefoot because, you know, they love the gays and it was on sale for $3.
Where?
Jewel. $3.99.
Oh, okay.
It was worth
That's
it.
Amazing.
It was.
I like it. Is it? What is it, though?
This is Sauvignon Blanc. You want to try it? It's very cold. So you'll
probably try mine.
It's very fruity.
Ooh, it is very
It's kind of citrusy.
Yeah, it's Sauvignon
Blanc. I think Sauvignon Blanc, the right one, especially say...
I like it.
Especially the cupcake Sauvignon Blanc, I think would be a good one for you because it has a sweetness to it that's a nice step up in your wine education.
So. Which I lack.
No, well, you just got to keep drinking more than Moscato.
It tastes like Moscato or rubber bands. That's all I ever... Yeah.
Or remember buttered popcorn dirty feet.
Oh, yeah.
Which one was that?
It's usually like the oaky Chardonnay.
Oh.
They do kind of smell like... Dirty feet or buttered popcorn.
That's
when
funny.
When it's an oak.
Dirty feet or corn chips. It's about the same.
There you go.
So where are we going to start off at?
Well, I think we have one more email to read that we forgot about on the last show. So
did we forget or did we just want to share the love for this show?
Well, maybe actually I should say that, Mr. Ken, you get this all to yourself.
There you go.
So, Mr. Ken Lyons, this is short and sweet. Happy 500th episode. Y'all need to do an all share show, and the ending of $4.99 was priceless.
So
sent from
when I first
5.
Read this, I was really fucking confused because there's no punctuation, and I was like, "Y'all need to do a share show." The ending in $4.99 was priceless. So it's like
exclamation point! Exclamation
so at first
point!
I was
exclamation
like,
point!
Y'all need to do a share show to end a show, but then it's like, "Y'all need to do a share." It's like, "Well, did we do share at the end of?" $4.99 and
but you guys weren't on $4.99
right
because it was Lauren and I and Lauren was like the last 2 minutes she was like let's do an all share ending so we're like hello Barabs, let's end the show
Treyas this one goes
I think we sang a little bit
I see so this really should have been in quotation marks because it's quoting the y'all we need to do a share show
an all share
an all share show and that was ending at $4.99
we have another ginger friend that's involved in another group of ours. He and I tend to...
What other ginger?
You don't need
He's
to
an
know.
Actual real ginger because he has firebush. Though he does
How
die
do you know?
Because we've actually had the conversation.
Oh, is this the guy that dyes his hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he dyes his hair a really great color of like...
It's deep, a really like nice...
It's not
like
a ginger
my new
red,
wig.
Kind of. It's like an auburn red.
I want to see your new wig.
Maybe later.
You don't even have any hair anymore.
I don't.
Oh my God. We haven't talked about that.
You cut it all
I
off.
I do not enjoy this.
You don't like it?
No.
He's... No.
I'm just getting used to it. I like Bradley with hair. He's really cute. I mean, he's really cute now, too, but still.
I wonder what you look like with like a shaved head.
I probably have an awfully
awful shaped
head.
Let me see. Turn around. It's not bad.
I'm also fat. I don't want to have that shaved. Like, I can already feel that I might have those like back of the head ripples. Like, I don't.
Your hot dogs?
Yeah, I don't need.
Oh.
Do I have those?
I don't need my hot dog bun showing the world.
I don't think we're that fat.
I don't want to look like Bradley's ex.
Oh.
There.
shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess the only last thing before we get on to
thank you, Ken Lyons, for sending us that email, and we will try to do some more share.
Oh, babes.
Although Brad and Whaley.
Oh, Whaley.
Brad and Whalen really aren't into it because you guys don't listen to PNS, so you really don't know, like, what that entails and everything. So,
well, it's true, but
sorry about it.
Brad basically, you just often. Talk like Cher all the time.
Oh,
yeah,
babes,
you know, like that.
But oh, Chase, I don't. Where'd your boobies go, Chase?
See, I couldn't do that.
Try it.
That's for
try
that's
do
for
a Cher.
Oh,
say Cher loves wine.
Do it.
Cher loves wine.
See, that's it's good. Kind of like Elvis Presley and Cher mixed together.
Oh. And a little Nicolas Cage.
Oh. No.
That's what mine sounded like.
The acting, maybe.
Oh.
But I'm ching.
So before we get into the voicemails, don't forget Pride 48 is coming up in September.
Pride 48.
We've already got a request for the hospitality suite.
We do have someone who's already volunteering. We, as of the 2nd, are still supposed to be eventually going to be looking for volunteers for the hospitality suite of people who want to just host it.
If you are interested, send us an email.
Yep, send us an email. And they're... You know, there's not like there's a capacity. You all should get on a plane
and you should get your ass there.
Especially because ticket or rooms are not really expensive at the Excalibur.
If you share with somebody.
If you share.
Someone say my name. Hello. I'm Cher, bitch. Like, ooh. I'm staying with Nessa and that was not me.
That wasn't
Anna
you.
Marie Parker.
I'm sorry.
Which reminds me of an actress.
Anna
or
Marie.
Like Spider-Man or something. I don't know.
Yes. Well, kind of. I see why you thought that. So.
Okay. Like I'm staying at the Excalibur, I'm sharing a room with Nessa and Christian, which at first I didn't know that, but now I am. And it's going to cost like $112 for like four or five days.
Well, ours is really not that much more just because we got them back when they had that.
It's only a little bit more because of the sling.
Yeah. They, oh, shit.
Shabam.
Oh, well, there is supposedly some hashtag Pride 48
spit roasting.
Mm, you're part of that, right?
Or yes.
Brad is both of that. All of you.
All of us.
What is it? And Brad, Luke, and not you?
Luke Miller, the pretty much the cast of
PIMC.
PIMC, as well as Sater.
Who?
Who?
You know, that other podcast that Waylon's going to go to?
What podcast?
Right.
Exactly.
I think he has a quality show. No, but anyway, so come, go. It is so much fun.
Controlling this.
You'll have a good time. Don't be afraid. It's a great safe place to meet a lot of people in person in one place. Because it's pretty much the only time you're going to get us all.
Especially
if you try to come to Chicago and to meet all of us.
At the same time,
it is very difficult to do because everyone is so busy.
It is like a summer camp. It really is. And that's the best way to describe it. It's summer camp because you got all like the veteran campers that have done this for so long. And then you get these new kids that were like, all like, we all take you under the wing and let you say, oh, this is cool. This is what we do, blah, blah, blah.
And then you can watch all the veteran podcasters cry to like Daniel Brewer and Adam, like, how do I set my equipment up? Why does it sound so shitty?
If you're a new listener and you don't cry when you meet us, we're not talking to you.
Oh.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Ricky.
Here's my thing. I'm tired of your bullshit.
Oh my God.
You need to shut that off.
Just because
it ain't, that is a total joke.
It ain't cute. Put it on mute.
Oh.
What drag queen did you steal that from?
Your mom.
She's if you can reach the Which base, get it out of my face.
If I can reach the base, get that dick out my face.
I love that.
I love that too.
There are two things in life I do not like to break, a nail and a sweat, but he can break my jaw.
Yes.
Yes, definitely come to Pride 48. I was just joking. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you'll leave doing one of two things. Crying because you're upset because you're leaving everyone, or coughing your fucking head off.
So. You will have the world's best chicken fingers.
Oh,
yes.
We are making a field trip day for
my
that.
My stomach hurts already every day.
every day at okay, lunchtime.
Maybe that should be our breakfast.
Oh, if they're open.
They don't open until like 10 or 11.
That's breakfast.
Yeah, I guess so, maybe.
Okay, so
I want a chicken finger sandwich.
Oh, I want a
and a
pickle.
Chicken finger salad. And mm. a chicken fried chicken finger.
One of their chicken fingers for a chicken and waffle. Because that would be an amazing combination.
Speaking of, my brother is really, really, really picky with food. And we went to this diner place called Village Green back in Nebraska during my brother's wedding, my other brother's wedding. And we were sitting there, and I just noticed that Village Green put, by the way, Village Green is very much like a Baker Square. And they just put on the menu chicken and waffles. And I was like, oh, this is really good. And he goes, really? Yeah. And I'm like, no, it's really good. I think you'll definitely like it. And I go, it's basically waffles. Do you like those? Yeah, I love those. Do you like chicken fingers? Yeah. Then you'll love it. He has been eating nonstop chicken and waffles since my brother's wedding. And that was 2 Halloweens ago.
Yeah.
It is good.
It's
it
good shit. Sorry, continue.
All right, so what are we going to do? What's next?
Voicemails. Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We've got a voicemail.
I thought it was phone calls.
It was phone calls, but whatever.
You messed it up.
You know what?
Do it again.
No, what? No. You know what? I'm never going to do it live again. I'm just not going to do it live.
Ever again?
No, ever again. Okay. Because
hello, my baby.
I created this for you, Ricky.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my pooflingers. Send us a note by wire. Make our inbox on fire. If you refuse us, baby, you'll lose us. Then we will leave. You'll see your baby telephone and validate Ricky. Hello, hello, hello there.
You're welcome.
I love it.
I had the thought in the shower a lot. So I'm like, you know what? Let's fix this.
And you wrote it all?
Oh. Well, but I didn't write that song.
Girl.
That was. Wait, didn't you put some words in it, though? That.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, what song is it?
Hello, My Baby from
I don't know.
Al Jolson, the jazz singer. Or from the Singing and Dancing Frog from the Looney Tunes.
Or Spaceballs at the very end when the alien comes out of the belly.
I don't know any of that. Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. Whatever.
Yeah, but I love it.
You got a song.
I thought it was brand new. I thought you wrote the whole thing.
No, no, no. Not this. I did not.
You're supposed to say yes.
He's very Miley Cyrus.
No, I wrote the lyrics.
We'll have to talk about that after the voicemails.
And keep a mental note. Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Miley Tragic Cyrus. Oh, man.
What there happened?
Hello, foul monkeys. This is Henry Quinn. I'm talking to you from Germany, where it's slightly after midnight, so I'm way past my bedtime. I haven't listened to the last show yet, but I knew from looking at my iTunes that your 500th show is out, so A, congratulations, and then B, seeing as I couldn't come to the Pride 48 last year, I have just bought my ticket for this year, so I hope to see you guys finally live in Las Vegas. I've up until now listened to you in every single country I've traveled to, so it's about time I do it for real. And yeah, looking forward to it. Enjoy your day and see you guys soon. Hendrik here. Ciao.
First of all, I think Luke Miller now has competition. Because
he has
sir,
an accent.
You are beautiful.
You're beautiful. He's cute. And he's been a listener for a long time. And I'm excited that we have a listener coming all the way from Germany. To
so
this.
he is actually German. He does not call
it he's
German.
South African.
Well, he's South African. He's just in Germany.
Right. He lives in Germany.
I will have to say this Google Voice translation is really fucking funny, though.
Can I read it? Or
I don't know. Are you capable of reading it?
So, hello, foul monkeys. This is a recording on OK to you from Germany. Voice slacking off to know if you want in some way possible. Big hugs. Well, I haven't listened to Washer Gets, but I knew from looking at my actions that your 500 shuttle so ate. Corporation relations and the evening and seeing if I could come to the product's weight loss to hear I have just bought my ticket full this year. Sir, I hope to see you guys founded in the U.S. and Las Vegas. I've up until now listened to you in every single country of trouble, too. So it's about time I do it for you. And yeah, looking forward to it. Enjoy your day and you guys soon. Hey, hi.
So he's like a flight attendant or a pilot. He's something like that. But he's gone to countries like Dubai and China, all these countries where, like, there's no gay sex, no homosexuality or anything. And he actually, like, breaks security and stuff to download our shows.
Nice.
That validates me so hard. A lot.
Wow.
You're just buttering,
so I can't wait
you're
to
just
meet
buttering
him
up in case he accidentally falls on your face.
Who says it's an accident?
You do when you talk to the provider.
Apparently, Vine it.
What would the hashtag be?
Foul monkeys. So I can find it. Often.
Often.
Cover up your face and that makes sure you do it. No, Sister Cock.
Thank you, Hendrick. And I cannot wait to meet you. I'm so excited because I know you have been listening for at least 5 years, I believe. Four or 5 years. So, yes, can't wait to see you.
Cool.
Also wanted to say thank you to a listener who did not want me to mention their name, but they sent me a message to my email thanking me for doing 500 shows, and they gave the provider and myself a $25 gift card to Olive Garden.
Nice.
So I can't wait to go eat some fucking breadsticks.
Nice. I actually had someone who wanted to remain anonymous thank Bradley and I for being on the show to make it better and to not to tell you.
Oh, what's wrong with your face, Ricky?
And I'm not lying. I was like, oh.
Not saying that I'm bad, just that I've had bad co-hosts.
No, just the show.
No, the show is bad.
The show has improved since we've been on.
Oh, well, opinion. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Then they're like, but don't tell Ricky.
Just as long as they're like, well, I wouldn't care about that because I agree.
And frankly, listener, do not be offended. I actually don't know who you are because it was on a game that he was chatting on, and I only know the first name, and so I have no idea.
Dave Mills from the Vancouver's
uh-huh.
messaged me, and he's like, really? Waylon's so addicted? Hasn't played my game yet.
Oh.
First of all, when there's shit to do, like Pride weekend, you get a little behind, okay? His game has been played.
That was a while back that mm-hmm. he messaged me that.
Well, I did have a backlog at one point.
He actually does the raw diet for his dog.
But does he?
Yeah, the company that he gets it from is local there, and they do like local farming and stuff. But it actually comes to him frozen in packets, and then he measures it out and freezes it and nice. Gives it to his dog, which it looks disgusting.
I wonder if you could buy those parts from Costco, because they actually do their butchering there. Like, I wonder.
But do they send the whole body with the organs in them?
I don't know. You can buy full animals, like by the pound and thing there. Mm-hmm. It's not out in the cases ever, but I have seen signs, so I wonder.
It's gross. I can't imagine.
Anyway, we have one more voicemail.
Yes.
Thank you, listener. That was a great voicemail.
Oh, was that?
Like it was nothing.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Well, we're used to it.
Whoops. Oh, well. Well, that was fun.
So,
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Miley Tragic Cyrus.
Okay, so have you seen her new video?
Yes.
What do you think?
Tragic.
It's very...
adult.
Yes. I mean, I know she's an adult.
But half of her following is not.
It's really weird. And kind of dirty looking.
Yeah.
And she, like, humps things.
And twerks. She... is tour. Speaking of, have you seen the video about the, you know how like the VH1 thing about drug addiction or whatever?
Like Behind the Music or
yeah,
whatever?
Kind of stuff. They did this one where it was like addicted to twerking. And she's like, I'm a social twerker. And then she's like in the bathroom at a rest stop and they pop in and she's like, she's twerking. She's like, get out. Don't look at me. And she's just twerking and it is so funny.
What I love though is a video that I posted that was twerking videos set to classical music.
Oh my God, I haven't seen that yet. My drag sister
There's
Vivian
other
and I
ones
were talking
too.
About that
There's
today.
This woman that goes, twerking in the grocery store, twerking in the grocery store. And yes. then she goes to the library, twerking in the library, twerking in the library.
The other one that I love is the one that you posted to Vivian's page, the hashtag splits on trees. Oh my God. No, today we went shopping today for some drag stuff and we had stopped on almost every single tree and we're like, hashtag splits on trees, hashtag splits on trees. It's so funny.
Speaking of that though, we have found a Ross in a certain suburb that has the most amazing selection of clothing for big girls.
Or men that wear women's clothes.
Because I bought some.
You did?
I did. So that whenever...
Oh, yes.
Can I see it?
Whenever my show happens, I'll be ready. I bought the most amazing, amazing black pantsuit onesie.
It's a onesie?
Yes.
Yes. It's pretty hot.
I also have a new one that I bought that with his wig on and his Nebraska hat, I look like Larry the Cable Guy doing drag.
It's so funny. Like,
you should hold a box of Prilosec with you, too.
Do you have a picture?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like redneck. It's redneck drag.
It's so funny. And then there's another one that you got that fits me somewhat, too. It's like cinched in, but with you on it, it looks like a Dolly Parton outfit, and he has to do Dolly Parton with it. Basically, this red dress is hilarious.
It's like it's
and he's doing a crop like a crotch scratch
like, my
in this.
Panties are in my
he's brain. Like, oh, it's my tuck is too high.
Picture picture a red button up dress shirt.
Do you have the other onesie?
That's sleeveless. See, that's what it looks like by itself. Yeah, you just flip through these because they're the different dresses, but they're hard to see. They look much better in person.
Yeah.
But one of them, I totally look like Nanny 911.
It's awesome.
So I
this makes your tits look huge.
That's because I'm wearing his bra.
He's wearing my bra and my boobs.
But I definitely, for Yooka-Laye, a mandolin, Spartan. You can flip fly through if you want. Yooka-Laye, which apparently is now my name. Does have some at least outfits for Elegant Fur whenever that show gets up and running. So
what's really weird is it makes you look shorter than you are.
I thought the same thing when looking at those pictures. I looked tiny.
Are you taking it like this?
Probably because I wanted to not have four chins. But speaking artistic expression, I'm very excited that we just bought some more of our theater date nights. The Goodman Theater here.
Wait. Hold on. You bought some clothes? There's like four outfits in here so far.
Well, yeah, they were all $10.
Yeah, they were like
that
cheap,
was the
cheap.
Ridiculous part.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
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 That one's good. Ricky loves it. He wants to borrow it.
Some of them are fantastic.
That is so sure.
Yes. I love that one. But isn't that like Nanny 911?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bad.
Bad. And this is that Dolly Parton.
I saw that one.
The Dolly Parton's great. That's my favorite.
Yeah. It looks like an air stewardess. But ooh, anyway.
Stewardess.
We're going to go see the Goodman Theater later next month. The Jungle Book, which is a new musical that is being directed by Mary Zimmerman. But it is in conjunction with Disney, and the original composer is actually doing the music for it and changing some songs and adding some songs. And I would expect just from the pictures that it probably will go to Broadway. But I'm really excited about that. But then also we're going with his drag family. We're all going to go see Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
I saw you post on that. Yeah. It's like in the end of July?
Actually, in this couple weeks, yeah.
The end of July?
Yeah, truce. Yeah. Yeah, because it's not this weekend, and next weekend's his drag
show. But it's
show,
not the so movie. Is it like a Broadway?
It's the musical.
Oh, the musical. Oh,
it, okay. The movie started out as a stage play, which is it's actually kind of fun. And so it actually, you know how in the movie, you've seen the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how she's in like the restaurants or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It takes place like you went to go see Hedwig and the Angry Inch play. So it's like a cabaret style normally where you're sitting at a table watching her in front of the band. She plays all the characters that aren't the band. There is no... You know, manager. There is no sugar daddy. She sings all the songs, and it's basically like her telling the story while she's with her band, and then has her issues with the bandmates and all that kind of stuff. And it's really fascinating live.
I need to get more cultured when it comes to that.
You should honestly, see if you can go and use that link to get the. They're only $16 from Gold Star, but Gold Star because they have free tickets. And they have deep discount tickets.
What's gold? What is that?
Goldstar.com.
It's like Groupon for theater shows and performances around the city.
So they'll have certain, and even sometimes really amazing shows. But for instance, Million Dollar Quartet, which you know was on Broadway but started here. I think it actually won the Tony that year. But it's about the last night or the one night that Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, oh God, the piano player.
Ray Charles.
No. good golly, Miss Mom. Oh.
Chuck.
Anyway, a couple other people.
Oh my God, why can't I think of his name?
Chuck Berry?
No. But it's, they all look like them and they're all performing, like, and it's a kind of a...
Somebody posted a link that they're in Las Vegas. Huh? I think that person that I don't know, Sater, sure. I think he posted a link because he wants to go. And because I think they're in Vegas. Dollars.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have a couple shows here
and
there.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins.
Lauren told me, Johnny Cash, whatever you do before October, even if it's the worst seat in the house, you need to go see the Book of Mormon.
It is
amazing. We saw it on my birthday.
She said, it is the most vulgar, offensive thing I have ever seen, and I think you'll love it.
it's amazing.
You do need to go see it, because especially since you don't know shit about musicals or really
this
like them.
This is a really good one for you to see.
Do you like South Park?
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching South
they
Park.
They created
the
it, right?
Yeah, but it is literally like watching South Park the movie on stage, but about Mormons. There are... One of my favorite songs and dance numbers is the, what is that called? The Mormon Hell Sex Dream or something like that.
But there's like Hitler, the devil. It's like a bunch of other people that you're just like, oh, this is really funny.
You should tell the provider that he needs to buy you tickets to go see it.
Well, I was thinking about buying them and just not telling him and then take him with me.
I go.
Like,
yeah.
Where is it playing? It's downtown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
wonderful.
Bank of America Theater.
It is wonderful. And I will say, though, if you buy them, if you have the extra, I think it is $30, and you want to make a special night, buy the VIP package, because what that theater does now is that before the show, you can get down and have, we'll say that they're free, but you just paid $30 for it. But you get all you can drink alcohol and snacks before the show. Then during intermission, there are private bathrooms just for the people that bought those tickets that there's no lines for, and you can drink more alcohol and have desserts during intermission.
Yeah. I don't know if it's worth all that.
Oh, we had a great time because we had...
That wasn't during Book of Mormon. That was...
That was Big Fish.
That was Big Fish when we saw that, though.
But we had 3 glasses of champagne prior to the show, and then we had 3 glasses of champagne and took one in with us during intermission.
After intermission.
With brownies.
Oh, yeah. It was so good.
It was
and they had
were
a little
they
sandwich.
World Peace brownies?
No, they weren't.
No.
I want World Peace brownies.
I finished those off. Thanks, Lala.
Aren't they good?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Brian Gregory is like, where is the recipe?
There's truth. We don't even know what the fucking recipe is.
It's like her grandmother's or great-grandmother's recipe or something.
And so she wants
She made them last time. She was like before.
What I love about them is that they're so moist and they stay moist for like a week.
5 days.
But the thing is, too, like it's basically moist center and then it has that great... Really just like crunchy crust that I love. Like when you have the end pieces.
Moist
peonies.
She is actually coming
right
the
now.
Week. Right, probably.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually going to be here the weekend before Thanksgiving because she's going to house it.
That's right.
For Tony and I. So if you guys are in town, I need you to invite them to dinner or something.
Okay.
Right.
Is that okay? You better work
I invited
on
them.
To what? Thanksgiving?
Yeah, to your Thanksgiving dinner.
If we have one?
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's in Indiana or where do you live? Nebraska.
Oh, we're supposed to say, hey, drive 10 hours. Yeah. I'm sorry, 9 hours to Nebraska to have it.
Or... No, they're going
to
be in the car with you.
Right.
I'm just kidding. But she will be here and then Chuck's coming like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
No, we talked about it that night that if we did our normal Thanksgiving that we'll invite them.
Okay, good. I don't want them to feel left out.
Well, no, and she's a good cook, too, which, you know, can't have too many of those people when you bite over to a potluck.
Mm-mm.
Hell to the nah.
Well, I don't know. It's Thanksgiving Day, and it's kind of like walking on eggshells in the kitchen. When
no, because day. She'll be making it at your house and bringing it over.
Oh, okay.
As most people should when you come to someone's house.
Mine, you couldn't make it home.
Why?
And it was easy. I didn't take up any room.
No, it's true. You just can't.
Other people were.
Yes. And you just can't
charge.
Be needy in my kitchen when I'm stressing over a turkey.
You cannot.
Because I'm like, you know where the fucking things are. Do it yourself.
The turkey is falling apart.
That's what I love when.
It should be falling apart. It means it's done.
When our.
I can't get it out.
I don't think it was like that.
No, it was.
That's what I enjoyed last. It was like 2 years ago when your best friends came to visit for during Thanksgiving time. And you and David were in the kitchen hanging out, doing your cooking thing. And me and Jason were in the living room drinking, watching TV.
That's how we both like it.
And I loved it. Get and out. I was like, this is great. I love it. And we need to do this more often.
I need a mixer.
You should get a KitchenAid.
I want one.
But you should get the one that's the Wonder Woman.
They don't
is
sell
that real?
No, they're real. Someone's painted it. You have that's not you can't buy it like that.
I'm not trying to paint.
No, you're not.
I'm not about to do that.
No, but
listeners,
you should
buy me a mixer.
No,
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 no.
Listeners? I meant mixer, mixer
no.
for the show.
Oh,
no.
KitchenAid does not make sound mixing boards. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is not sold at Macy's.
That would be awesome. I want one, but I want to try to get one for cheap.
You also don't really have too much counter space, do you?
You'll have
no. I'll have to put it like on top of the refrigerator or something.
No, you
no.
Won't.
It's something that needs.
You should
to
go pick mine up.
Yeah, go have fun.
I
with
know
it.
They're heavy.
Yeah, it's not something that you really can take in and out. To be honest,
he ain't heavy.
I mean, you can sure fuck try, but you're never
brother.
Gonna use it then.
We'll see.
Ever,
it'd be a great Christmas gift provider.
That's true.
He doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen.
What else we got going on? Because. Yeah.
Was there any more? I'm sorry, I totally like derailed the I totally derailed the Miley Cyrus talk. But was there anything else you wanted to
No,
talk
I
about?
Just want to say she's what's going on with her because it's weird. And now she's all like talking about getting high.
Da 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 da.
I mean, the song's catchy.
It is. And I think it was last Wednesday when we didn't record.
Continue. I got something.
I went with my drag sister Vivian. We went to Hydrate because Oof. They have. Well, hold on. They have their high drag night that night. And do you remember watching RuPaul's Drag Race and seeing Dieter Ritz?
Mm-hmm.
She was there. Okay. We watched her and it was really fun. But she it just reminded me of this because she performed that song. And it was she did,
good?
Yeah, I quite enjoyed her. She was really cute and fun. And but yeah, it was interesting because we were thinking about that song before we went there and we're like, this is really tragic. But she did a good job.
The video's weird, especially when she's making out with a doll that looks exactly like her.
And twerking.
Yeah.
The video you posted about the kids' reactions to Miley Cyrus, I love the one. He's like, she's trying to twerk, but she does not have the butt for it.
Some of their responses were pretty funny.
Yeah. I love the one kid.
Hannah Montana jokes have been made from those?
Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, please be up. Please be up. Yes. So, I have a present for our listeners and for you. Have you seen the pictures of the Australian rugby player that his nudie pictures leaked?
No, but let's share them. Are you putting them on the Twitter page?
I just went to someone else's link who posted it, and it said, website's down. But then I remembered, that wasn't the link that I posted. So, the link I posted, which was the original story, is working.
So, go to our Facebook.
It's like super hot.
Dude, you...
Is it Facebook or Twitter?
I just put it on Facebook.
Go to our Facebook page.
You will...
Check it out.
Greatly...
It's pretty hot.
Greatly enjoy it. His name is George Burgess. Australian.
I haven't even seen it. I just see the small ones and I love it already.
Yeah.
They're still small.
Oh, really?
But
no,
you can zoom in. No. The pictures are still small. No,
not if you click on it.
Oh, you can click on it.
When you click on it, it removes...
It's not coming up.
Oh, when you click on it, it removes the rainbows.
Whoa, where's the kitchen faucet? I'm confused. Which one's the kitchen faucet?
Oh, my God.
La-da-dee-da-dee.
Why isn't it coming up for me?
Probably because everyone and their mother has been looking at it and masturbating to it.
The website is offline.
Is Kyle in Hawaii here?
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll...
Oh, it's not coming up.
Okay, I just put a link to just the picture. Hopefully that will work, too, in the comments.
On the website?
Yep, in the comment section.
Okay. So one other thing that I think we forgot to mention and notate, but we got...
That's where I was going next.
Oh, perfect. We got nominated, or not nominated, but we got basically put up there for the top 5 gay comedy podcasts.
Yeah.
Which was
We were in with...
Quite surprising.
Especially because we were in with some professionals.
Yeah. I mean, we had... In the five, there was Feast of Fun, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, Foul Monkeys Us, Throwing Shade, and then Talking Poofy President, the Poofcast.
Ricky's masturbating right now. He's too busy to listen.
That was from a website called Rukul, right?
Yeah.
Rukul. R-U-K-K-L-E.
We were up there with some pretty high people.
Yeah.
Which is kind of amazing.
I love it. It validated me for about 3 seconds.
Yeah. Also, since we're not really purposely
at all.
Comedy.
Not at all.
No.
Which I guess is good.
I think it's a tragedy comedy. What's that mashup? A tramedy.
A tramedy. But where I was going to go, which wasn't that, is that thanks to the website that I have a hate relationship with, but I'm still on it, Clout.
Oh, yeah.
We actually had tickets to go see The Conjuring, a pre-screening of it. It is amazing.
It's really good.
It is an old school, like, ghost haunted house type movie. It is suspenseful. There's some good scares. There's some things that are definitely, like, I have a friend who thinks that the first portion of it's a little trite. But it is a good movie. If it is on DVD by the time of my Horror Fest, it will be...
It probably will be.
It will be shown. I hated the theater we went to see it, but I will say that it was the most organized pre-screening events that I've ever been to. And there was room, too, so they really didn't give out too many. What I found was interesting, too, is my name was on a list because of Clout, and if I didn't show up, I would have been negatively impacted of ever receiving movie passes again. So
good thing you showed up.
So it wasn't like one of those other...
That's on a waiting list.
One of those other places, you know.
The funny thing is, like, there was plenty of seats.
But they weren't... But Clout wasn't the only person, right, though. They probably only had so many tickets because also I saw people with those GoHub or whatever that website is where you can just go find tickets. Mm-hmm. Some people had those. But it was an amazing movie. When it comes out, everyone should go see The Conjuring if you do enjoy creepy movies. It was fantastic. Some good acting.
When is it? It comes out at the end of this month, right?
I really have no fucking idea.
But it doesn't matter because you've already seen it.
That's true.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, and we just ate it.
Really? No, I really would like you not to masturbate right now.
We also just ate it. we just ate it.
Ricky's reaching for his belt. It's kind of uncomfortable.
Sorry,
right now.
I still have the rugby player on.
We also just ate at Chili's because of Clout.
Yeah. Thank you, $15.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten mine yet.
I got it in the mail 2 weeks ago.
I did try the quarter pounder, the habanero one.
I like it, actually.
It wasn't that spicy.
I thought the first time I had it, I was going to shit my pants on fire as it went in. Like, I expected that my butthole was going to burn because that habanero sauce burnt my
tongue. It wasn't that hot.
Oh, I thought it was. The second time I had it, because I had it before...
I need more sauce.
Shit. I don't know. I had it before I got the Clout perk, and then I got the Clout perk, and I'm like, oh, shit, well, I can get whatever I want because I've already tried this. I actually think it was really good. I hope they keep it.
I get what I want. Yeah, they just said a limited time thing, right?
Yeah, I hope. I mean, I think I'm sure if a lot of people had it, they might keep it. Who knows?
All right, we got anything else to discuss? I think we're done here, maybe.
I think we're done, too.
Alrighty, well, thank you for listening.
Thank you for calling.
Episode 503. Thank you, Waylon, for making that intro/phone call thing.
Oh, you're welcome.
I love it.
We'll see if we continue to use it or if you decide
we will.
Not to.
We will. Let's let the listeners vote.
We made it very quickly, so all of you people out there that are going to pick it apart and say how awful it is.
You guys, I also was talking about like doing another intro, kind of like the same style, but different songs about Chicago. So if you have any that aren't already on our intro, if you can send them to us, either the file or a link so we can find it.
Like a YouTube or whatnot.
Yeah.
But it has to deal with Chicago.
Yeah. It has to be like some part of Chicago. Even Chicago sing like the band, but it has to be like about Chicago.
There has to be a Chicago tie with it.
Or come up with a whole new concept and idea with songs and or write us something and we'll change it.
Yeah, we'll do that too. All right, so we're out here.
Yeah.
This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye. Oh, wait, is next week live recording?
It would be the third.
Yes. Next week live recording, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, pride48.com. come see us.
And by the way, if you're in Chicago, we're going to be in Chicago this weekend or next weekend, which is the 20th of July. Make sure you come to the call to see Amanda Lynn Bradley James performing with his big old titties. Mm-hmm. His big old bitties.
Tiggle bitties.
Tiggle bitties.
Which are unmotorboatable because
they will crush your face.
Break your face. Yep. Yeah.
I learned that the last
time. Crush.
All right. So bye, you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.